On Tuesday, Prague city councillors officially approved plans for a new pavilion to be built just within Prague's Stromovka Park. An ultra-modern structure, the building has been planned for one reason: to house a famous series of paintings created by Czech Art Nouveau painter Alfons Mucha, the Slav epic. Completed in 1928, the series celebrates the mythical beginnings and legendary milestones in Slav history. Remarkably, until now, the series has lacked a permanent home. That will now change. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Back in 1928, the American weekly Time noted its monumental completion, the epic of Slavic history, or Slav epic as it is known now. 20 paintings so enormous, the weekly described Mucha as working on stepladders to get them done. The series took the great Czech painter 18 years to complete, and when it was finished, he donated it to the Czech capital. He even designed a building for the collection in Prague, which was never built. The series, though for a time displayed at Prague's famous Veletržní palace, was later moved to the small Moravian town of Moravský Krumlov, where it can be seen to this day. The painter's daughter-in-law, Geraldine Mucha.
There are two Krumlovs in this country. Now, one is Český Krumlov, and that is a little gem, and that has had millions of foreign money poured into it, and it is a gem. Now, this is Moravský Krumlov, which is not, it's a nice village, but apart from that, it's all it has is the Slav epic.
Soon, Moravský Krumlov won't even have that. Now that Prague has given the green light for its new Mucha Pavilion, the work will eventually be moved to the site, designed apparently to look like an enormous box of matches on its side, found just within Prague's Stromovka Park. But even there, not everyone is happy. Not everyone agrees that the building, or for that matter even the location, will be suitable. Architect and former Prague mayor Jan Kassel, for example, has said in public that he would have far preferred a classical-style building within the city's historic center. And even Geraldine Mucha, who is one of the trustees of the Mucha Foundation, is less than taken by the idea of the pavilion in Stromovka Park.
They want to use those canvases as a lure for foreign tourists into a rather dead end of Prague.
The project, though, will go ahead, estimated at 150 million crowns. That's the equivalent of 6.3 million US dollars. The Mucha Pavilion is to be built in Stromovka by 2010.